Okay, here's something fascinating. Think about it. The entire world basically waiting, watching a chimney.
Yeah, holding its breath almost.
Exactly, for a puff of smoke. Just this
Yeah.
simple image, right? A chimney newly installed over the Sistine Chapel, and it instantly tells everyone something huge is happening.
Or not happening yet, depending on the color.
Right. So for this deep dive, we're using insights from Christian Culture News to really get into why this piece of pipe basically carries so much meaning.
It's so much more than just ventilation, isn't it? It's this incredible meeting point of history, faith, symbolism, and honestly, very practical communication.
Totally.
So our goal here, is to give you that aha moment, to
Yeah.
really understand the conclave, its history, its purpose.
And the Sistine Chapel's role in it all.
Exactly. And the chimney itself, what that means, the smoke signals, obviously,
Yeah.
and how this really ancient tradition manages to function in, well, our super modern world.
We'll also touch on how people react to the media's angle.
And maybe what it all hints at for the Catholic Church's future. Basically, a quick way to grasp this whole important ritual.
Okay, so let's start with the conclave itself. That image of cardinals, locked away,
Yeah.
feels so dramatic. Where did that conclave idea even come from?
Well, that whole locked away feeling, it's right there in the name, conclave. It comes from the Latin conclave,
Meaning.
with a key.
Ah, makes sense.
Yeah, historically, and it's still symbolic today, that locked door wasn't just about like physical security. It was about shielding the cardinals from outside politics, from pressure.
So they could deliberate freely.
Precisely. The basic idea of gathering leaders to choose a successor, that goes way back. But it really evolved during the Middle Ages into the more structured process we recognize now.
Locked in with a key until they decide. That sounds intense. What actually happens once they're inside the Sistine Chapel?
Well, our sources lay out a pretty clear procedure. After a pope dies or resigns,
Right.
creating a vacancy, the cardinals gather in the Vatican. The conclave officially kicks off in the Sistine Chapel, starting with a mass, asking for divine help.
Okay.
Then the voting starts, multiple rounds. And the key thing is they need a two-thirds majority to elect the new pope.
Two-thirds. That could take a while.
It often does.
Yeah.
And after each voting session, they do something pretty symbolic. They burn the ballots.
Which brings us right back to the chimney and the smoke.
Exactly. Black smoke if no one got the two-thirds.
White smoke if they have a new pope. It's such a brilliantly simple visual system.
It really is.
But before we dive deeper into the smoke signals, let's talk about the place itself, the Sistine Chapel. I mean, it's not just any old room, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. Christian Culture News really emphasizes this. It's a total masterpiece of Renaissance art and architecture right there in Vatican City.
Commissioned by Pope Sixtus V, wasn't it? Way back.
That's right, 1473. It was meant for papal functions, liturgical ceremonies, hence the name Sistine Chapel.
And the design.
Renaissance design by Baccio Pontelli. It kind of blends Gothic and classical styles beautifully. But yeah, beyond the architecture, its role in papal conclaves is just central. Think about it, for hundreds of years, that room has seen these incredibly important elections, major state
And
events.
the art. It's hard to
Okay.
even imagine making such a huge decision surrounded by, well, by that.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got Michelangelo's ceiling.
Yeah.
Everyone knows those Genesis scenes, like the creation of Adam.
Iconic.
Totally. And then on the altar wall, you have his Last Judgment, equally intense.
Wow.
And it's not just Michelangelo. There are works by Botticelli, Perugino. So imagine being a lector, surrounded by these scenes of creation, judgment. It's got to be a constant reminder of the spiritual weight of their decision.
Yeah, heavy responsibility.
So it has this dual legacy, right?
Yeah.
Sacred place of worship, but also this pinnacle of artistic achievement that draws people from all over the world.
Okay, so into this space, filled with history and incredible art, they put up this chimney, a relatively modern piece of kit. Not exactly Renaissance art. What's the real significance of this specific installation?
Well, its main job, as the source points out, is pretty straightforward. It's the communication hub during the conclave.
The smoke signal broadcaster.
Exactly. Signaling the result. White smoke, new pope, black smoke, try again. Simple. But the article also notes that the design itself was done carefully to respect the Vatican's architecture.
So it doesn't look totally out of place.
Right. It's about blending modern engineering with that traditional look. Make sure it worked reliably today, but still feels right.
And in our world of instant news, Twitter feeds, everything happening now, that physical signal feels almost more important for immediate clarity, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. In a world flooded with digital noise, the smoke is immediate. It's unambiguous. Everyone understands it instantly.
No need to wait for a press release.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The crowds right there in St. Peter's Square and everyone watching globally via media, they know the second a decision is made. It creates this shared moment of anticipation, of participation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's functional, but it's also deeply meaningful. It connects the leadership inside with the whole global community outside.
Okay, let's get into the smoke itself. We know white means yes, black means no, basically. But how does it actually work? What makes it white or black?
So the white smoke, the exciting one, that's made by burning the ballots from the successful vote.
Okay.
But they mix them with specific chemical compounds, stuff designed to produce a really bright, clearly white plume.
Ah, so it's not just the paper ash.
No, they enhance it. And as the article says, when that white smoke appears, it's instant celebration, right?
Yeah.
People know. Historically, it means the Cardinals are united.
And the black smoke.
That means no candidate got the necessary 2/3 in that voting round. So they burn those ballots again, often with other materials added to make the smoke distinctly dark, clearly black.
So everyone knows they're still deliberating.
Right. It signals, okay, more discussion needed. Keep praying. It seems simple, just smoke. But those visual cues, immensely significant for the Cardinals inside and for everyone watching worldwide.
It's amazing how this very old school communication method still works, still holds so much power in, you know, 2024. This new chimney really highlights that balancing act between old and new.
It really does. It's a perfect example of how the Vatican tries to blend these centuries-old traditions with, well, modern needs.
The election itself is steeped in ritual, right? Very formal.
Oh, yeah. Elaborate ceremonies, solemn prayers, the whole thing. But the Vatican also knows it needs to communicate effectively now.
So the chimney uses modern tech.
Modern materials, yeah. Better engineering, yeah. It just makes that crucial signal, telling the crowd in the square, and through them, the world more efficient, more reliable.
It fits with how we expect information now instantly.
Exactly. And it's part of a bigger picture. You know, The Vatican uses digital communication, modern security. It's about embracing innovation where it makes sense.
Without losing the core meaning.
Precisely. Keeping the spiritual heart of the rituals intact, but updating the tools. So the chimney isn't just a structure. It kind of symbolizes that commitment respecting heritage while adapting to connect with people today.
So what happens when they actually install a new chimney or when people see it's there, ready for a conclave? What's the reaction like? Must be a real buzz.
Oh, yeah. The source calls it a flurry of reactions.
Yeah.
In Rome itself, it's a huge signal, right? Locals know something historically massive is about to happen.
People start gathering.
Definitely. You see crowds heading towards St. Peter's Square, wanting to be there to witness it. Local shops, restaurants, they get ready for more people, maybe plan special things. There's excitement, but also, you know, a deeper feeling, reflecting on Catholic history.
And globally.
Huge anticipation among Catholics everywhere. Social media lights up. News channels go into overdrive.
Nonstop coverage.
Absolutely. And you get all these discussions, people sharing their hopes, their expectations for the next pope. What issues should he tackle? Social justice, climate change. All sorts of things.
So the chimney going up really kicks off this global focus.
It totally does. It just highlights how central the conclave is and how engaged people are all over the world.
That global engagement brings the media right into the center of things, doesn't it? They have a massive role.
A critical role, really. The media are the main channel between what's happening, often secretly inside the Vatican, and the public waiting outside.
Reporting, but also explaining.
Exactly. Reporting developments, but also trying to interpret what they might mean for the church, for its followers.
Yeah.
It's tricky, though.
How so?
Well, they have to balance that need to inform the public with the fact that this is a sacred, confidential process.
Right. It's not a political convention.
Not at all. Access can be restricted. Reporters need to understand and respect the traditions, the protocols around announcements. They need historical context to analyze things properly.
And now with digital media, everything's instant.
That adds another layer. Real-time updates, blogs, live streams, reaching a massive audience instantly, but that speed
can lead to guesswork.
Yeah, the source points that out. The demand for immediate news can fuel speculation. So journalistic ethics become incredibly important. Getting it right matters more than getting it first, especially here.
So a complex job for the media.
Definitely. Shaping perceptions, offering insight, but always navigating the sensitivities and the sacred nature of it all.
Okay, so we've got this chimney, this signal, this whole process mixing ancient tradition with modern reality. What are the bigger takeaways? What might this whole event, signaled by the chimney, mean for the Catholic Church moving forward? It feels bigger than just choosing one person.
Oh, much bigger. That chimney going up, it really marks a potential turning point. The conclave isn't just about who leads next. It's a chance for the church to maybe rethink how it approaches things.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, maybe shifts in leadership style, more transparency, more inclusivity, perhaps a more pastoral focus, trying to reconnect with younger people maybe, engaging lay members more directly.
Opening up dialogue on difficult topics?
Potentially. And then there's the possibility of looking again at certain teachings in light of today's world, issues like social justice, the environment, the rights of marginalized groups. Could that lead to broader acceptance, maybe?
A new direction, potentially?
Or maybe a greater focus on global problems and inequality, the climate crisis. A new pope could really amplify the church's voice on those issues, enhancing its moral standing.
So the choice made behind those doors, announced by that smoke, could genuinely set the church's course for years, even decades.
Absolutely. The implications are huge. It could really reshape things doctrinally, practically, ultimately affecting its relevance in the world today.
So when we see that chimney over the Sistine Chapel, it's clearly way more than just functional. It's packed with symbolism.
Totally packed. It's this powerful symbol of tradition, yes, but also faith, and crucially, communication during the conclave.
Its main job is the smoke signal.
Right, but that simple signal creates this incredible bridge between the Vatican and Catholics everywhere. White or black smoke, it captures the tension inside, and then the clarity of the outcome.
It turns a private vote into a public moment.
Exactly. A shared global experience of waiting, hoping, and then either continued waiting or shared celebration. The smoke itself seems to carry the prayers and hopes of millions. It's this real, tangible link.
So much history and ritual wrapped up in one simple structure.
Far more than just an announcement system. Mm-hmm. It really embodies the whole papal election tradition.
So wrapping up this deep dive, that chimney really stands for this fascinating mix. Deep tradition, essential communication, and the ongoing story of the Catholic Church navigating the future.
Well said. It highlights how powerful symbols can be. And the Church's need, its commitment really, to stay connected with its global flock in a world that keeps changing so fast.
And that leaves us with something to think about. In our digital world, where everything seems instant and virtual, why do physical symbols like this chimney still have such a strong grip on us? How do they manage to create such deep meaning and connection across huge, diverse groups of people? And maybe, what other modern chimneys are out there in other areas of life, those simple visual cues that tell a whole story instantly?